Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net and their website, www.stayinlatrobe.com. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Today, we're talking about the 22nd annual Dow Carnahan Memorial Wildcat Basketball Golf Outing on Saturday, June 26th at 2 p.m. at Glengarry Golf Course. The event benefits the Greater Latrobe Boys basketball team. And for more information on Latrobe Boys basketball, check out the Latrobe Hoops Facebook page. Our guests today are event organizer Tom Pratt and Latrobe Boys basketball coach Brad Wetzel. First up is Coach Brad Wetzel. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for joining on this Saturday morning to talk a little bit of golf and basketball.
Yeah, it's a great combination. It's been quite a tradition that we've been able to build here ever since Ray Zolchek started this many years ago.
That's the first question. This is the 22nd annual Dow Carnahan Memorial Wildcat Basketball Golf Outing, which benefits the boys basketball team. So just tell me how it got started.
Ray, you know, 22 years ago, I think felt that it would be a nice way to, you know, just kind of enhance the family culture of Latrobe basketball, bring guys together who played under him and under other coaches as well at Latrobe, and just kind of bring us together for a fun day of telling tales and hitting that golf ball around. And there's been a transformation over the years until recently we've, you know, decided to memorialize Dal Carnahan's service to the program. And so we've kind of changed the name, but everything else remains the same.
So 22 years, Coach, that's a long time for an event. So obviously you guys get a lot of support for it to keep it continuing all these years.
Oh, no question about it. It's always been a tremendous outing and effort. The brunt of it's been Coach Zolchek, Jeff Units. Now for us, Tom Pratt's been, you know, doing the lion's share of the golf end of it, and they've done a great job and continue to do so.
Now, I know the event became more special a few years ago when it was renamed for Dal Carnahan, who we lost a few years ago, and I know, you know, he meant so much to Latrobe sports and the community, and I know you were the one who wanted to have it renamed after him. So just talk about that and the renaming of the outing.
Yeah, it was pretty much a no-brainer, I think at that point, because the outing was established, and when we lost Dow, and you know, all of us were talking one evening, and we just said, you know what, why not rename our outing in honor of a guy who dedicated so much of his time and effort toward the program and towards GL athletics, period.
Yeah.
And so it didn't seem like there was much pushback. Everyone seemed to be in favor of it, and we've enjoyed having his name associated with this outing ever since.
And talk about your relationship with Dal, because you knew him for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, Dal broadcasted games when I played here, went to college, and then returned back to Latrobe when I transferred, and he once again broadcasted some more of my college games, and then Ray hired me as an assistant coach, and so he was broadcasting for the team, and then when I took over the job, of course, as you well know, there's talks every week, several times a week sometimes, and so our relationship just grew and grew over the years. I even did a little bit of color with him over at St. Vincent for a season or so, but just at that point I saw, you know, what made him truly special. He was such a perfectionist, in his craft, so that appreciation and our friendship just kind of grew from that moment, from the time I started being a head coach on.
Again, we're talking about Dal here. Tell me maybe a story, couple memories you have of him that stick with you the most.
Dal was kind of had a dry personality at times, a humor, I should say, dry humor. And he was very personable, but a dry personality. So we got along, and his sarcasm I enjoyed and appreciated. And you know, it was funny whether we were having a bang up season or whether we were struggling. You know, he would always have his little chuckles and laughs and comments, and so we would trade just jabs back and forth. So really, like I said, just the friendship just kind of grew to a point where we were very comfortable. I wouldn't have to say, hey, that's not for the air.
Yeah.
or you know, or whatever. You know, he just became such a nice relationship to see, you know, what he did and what he did for us, not just basketball, but for all sports here at La Trobe.
Yes. Now, the golf outing, as we mentioned, benefits the boys' basketball team, and I know the donors are obviously a huge part and play a part in the success of the program, which has been good for such a long time. Now, how do you go about getting people to sponsor this event to help the boys' basketball team out?
Well, we have a little bit of an email list of participants of the past. So we try to shoot them an email with a flyer, and then pretty much word of mouth. Luckily for us, we have 20, you know, two decades of this being the case of this event. And so the word gets out there. Last year was a, you know, I'll take a minute just to talk about last year.
Yeah.
Because we looked like we weren't going to have one. We didn't know who would be open, if we even allowed to have it. And so things really got kind of jammed. And we made a plea that because of the circumstances, if any, it looks like we're going to be able to have it very late notice. And a bunch of guys, a bunch of La Trobe Wildcats, decided to step up. And a lot of them are former players. And the interesting thing that when you talk about the Wildcat family, some of them were not coached by myself or Ray Zolcik. They were coached by Jim DiMuzio and others. But they were La Trobe basketball players. And so, you know, that's one thing nice about this outing. It's about being part of the Wildcat family, not so much who coached you or, you know, only this small select group.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And these guys stepped up, and I would start listing their names, TJ, but I'd be fearful of skipping some. But they know who they are, and they really saved it so that we can continue. And had a great outing last year. A little sense of normalcy last year was well needed.
I know you guys do a lot of fundraisers, all the programs that any school have to. Now, is this one of your biggest ones?
You know what? This is the only one we use for this particular fund, and this golf outing fund just is used to promote anything we need to support the program. TJ, we've bought Vertimaxes with it. We've bought training bands. We've helped defer costs for players to go to individual camps. We've had pizza parties. We've helped out with Shooting Stars camp for the area youth. Like this fund just kind of is a real enhancement. Locker room accommodations have been enhanced with it. So it just kind of allows these players, I think, to realize two things. One, you know, once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. And two, that it's kind of allowed them to, I think, enjoy a special experience as a La Trobe player, whether it be, you know, with the locker room or equipment or whatever we've been able to help the boosters. And, of course, the school athletic fund, you know, is things that we couldn't afford. This fund has always come in handy.
You mentioned the locker room. I know trying to get enough money to do renovations to the locker room. How did that go?
Well, it went terrific. I can't wait for you to see it. What we did was we sold one ticket. And again, it had a similar response as the Wildcat outing did last year. We got these tickets. We started selling them. Things seemed fine. People were like, yeah, give me 25, give me 50 or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the COVID shutdown came. And it looked like we were left holding the bag.
Oh my.
And it did not look good. Again, just by reaching out, you know, players stepped up. And they said, no, we can do this. And so I'm talking about tickets being sent to Ohio. You know, Soupy Campbell was all over it. And Bruce Thompson in Pittsburgh was talking to other Wildcat alumni. And when it was all said and done, we sold the ticket. And then, like you said, we had to use a little bit of the golf outing money, not much. And we were able to completely refurbish the entire locker room.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, we were able to have the Hall of Distinction. That included reflooring. The school district helped as well in painting. And Ray Zolcik was instrumental in getting some of his team's section championship team's pitchers enhanced and enlarged. Over here in Youngstown, you frame it. Cindy came in very handy. So a lot of hands were in the pot. And if you look at it now, we've got the pitchers of all the championship teams. We're missing one. You got to get that. And we'll probably use some funds from this year's outing to complete it. But the wall's been done. We've got graphic art in the wall. We've got lighting. It's a real special place that the players can now have to pass all these championship teams on their way to practice. And on game night, we're going to light it up special every game night for these guys to walk past teams. And I mean, my goal is that when I'm gone, and that it stays a team championship hallway, no individuals.
Yeah, that's awesome. We always got to talk some hoops now. After a tough 2019-20 season when you guys went 6-16. The past season was a nice rebound for you guys. 6-3 in the section, 9-7 overall. Beat Thomas Jefferson in the first round of the playoffs, then lost to Newcastle in the quarterfinals. So your thoughts on last year?
Yeah, just like you said, you recapped it well. I thought it was a terrific rebound of a season. I thought the seniors stepped up, and the play was so rewarding because the team was fun to coach. They were hardworking and committed, and we were able to win that opening round game after a bye. It was really special, and I was just so well deserved by these kids. And after the year that everybody went through, it just had a sense of normalcy to it, and it was a special year for all kinds of reasons. But that team really did probably exceed most people's expectations and then some.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, you guys also dropped in classification this past year from 6A to 5A, but I know it didn't get any easier. Your thoughts on the first season in 5A and competing there in the future?
Yeah, you know what? Not a big difference than 6A right now. I think there's a long haul look at this. There'll be some difference possibly, but for us, we were just one of the last teams to drop. All the teams that we've played over the years, from Woody High to Penn Hills and others. We were just one of the last ones to go down. We were up in 6A longer than them, but Newcastle's at 5A. So it just seems like all those teams that we competed against in the Quad 8 playoffs and things are now 5A, and just those mega big schools are the 6A schools. But right now, competition-wise, I sure as heck didn't sense any difference. And I went to the Round Ball Classic game, and the 5A team actually won. So it kind of tells you there's very little difference there between the 5 and 6A competition.
And then finally, I know now we go ahead to next season. It's early, and I think you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think you lose 5 seniors. They played key roles on the team, so obviously going to be tough to replace. I know you have some guys that are coming back that made an impact last year. Talk about the upcoming season and the group you have.
I think that we realized that we were going to have to, there's times when you can kind of build and reload, and we knew we were going through a couple of years here where we weren't going to be able to do that. We were just going to have to try and go for the best we had with that year and then kind of almost start over. So we're kind of in a 3-year patch. This is the third year, and I thought last year's team really delivered. Next year's team is going to have the same type of onus on them because, again, we're losing tremendous leadership, tremendous athletic and basketball ability to some guys are going to have to take up roles which they are unfamiliar with and have never been tasked with. So, it's exciting, but it's also a daunting challenge. We're going to be up against it again this year, TJ.
Well, Coach, thanks as always for the time. Good luck with the golf outing and the upcoming basketball season, and I'll talk with you again soon.
It sounds great. Thanks, TJ.
And
thanks for your support.
Anytime. And that was Greater Latrobe boys basketball coach Brad Wetzel. We continue on to Stefano's Den, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX. This is gold.net and on the iHeartRadio app with our next guest, the event organizer, Tom Pratt. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for coming on this Saturday morning to talk about the golf outing.
Hi, TJ. Always a pleasure, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, always great.
Out to everybody.
Yes, definitely. Always great to have you on. Now, before we get to this year's event, I know last year you guys were able to hold the golf outing despite the pandemic. I know you had to throw it together in a short period of time. So talk about last year's event, how it went, and what the turnout was like.
I'm sure like everybody else, last year was interesting for us. And we had done it 22 years in a row, I believe, or 21 years in a row going into last year. And, we were really unsure. Everything was in such flux. We weren't sure what we'd be able to do and if we'd be able to do it. And it was really tough to ask for sponsors when people were closing their businesses for the pandemic. We felt kind of guilty going and approaching people whose restaurants were closed or what have you. So I talked to Jamie, and as the summer was getting started, it looked like we'd be able to do it, but of course we needed some sponsorships. And so Brad was able to contact Rick Okanak, And Rick was able to, you know, rally his forces. A lot of older players and alumni that played with him in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s. And those guys really came through for us with sponsorships. And when they did, you know, it became apparent it would be profitable. So we went with it and, you know, with some changes. And we were able to get about 22 foursomes, I think, that day, which is about what we normally get.
Awesome.
About, you know, 20 to 25 foursomes. A couple changes we had to do. We couldn't have a meal after, you know, because of limited numbers at the restaurant and so on. And, you know, as far as having everybody gather in one place when it was over, we just weren't able to do that. But that really wasn't a big deal. We were able to get everybody registered, and we still had our prizes and gave those out. And so it went really, really well. We were, you know, again, to throw it together in about 3.5 weeks, we were just happy to keep it going. And so, you know, it was really a pleasure. Surprise for the program.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Obviously, a couple years ago when we lost Dial, the event was renamed after him, and I know Brad was the one that wanted that to be done. Tell us about your relationship with Dial.
Oh, sure. You know, Dial and I got to be pretty close during the football games. I did the stats for Ian Mike for, I want to say, probably about 15 years or so. And, you know, driving to games and home from games and lots of hours in the car. And, you know, Dial loved to listen to Dawn Rebel in the car on the way home, kicking all the scores. And, you know, we ended up hanging out a good bit, you know, going to some Pitt games, and just became a real good friend of mine. And, you know, just again, I know we always sit here and talk, you know, glow about Dow every year, but I just can't, you know, stress enough what just a good guy he was and a genuine friend. And, you know, that's how I, you know, originally came to be a friend of his. It was through the radio station and helping Mike and he out with stats on Friday night.
Maybe give us a quick story, one of your favorites with him. I know, I'm sure you have tons of them.
Yeah, most of them I can tell, but I have to say one of the great things, I had mentioned him listening to Dawn Rebel, but when we would leave, you probably know this, but there was nobody who was a better student of high school football than Dow.
Yes.
He didn't just keep tabs on Latrobe and Derry. He knew all the teams and what was going on. And on the way home from games, Mike and I, we'd start talking and, you know, just carrying on and doing whatever. Dow would be trying to listen to Dawn Rebel to get all these scores. I mean, it could have been a Class A game in Greene County. And Dow would be shushing us and yelling at us and everything to be quiet so he could hear these scores. And Mike and I are like, Dow, what do you care what Burgestown and, you know, Carmichael's did this week? But, you know, he was so intent on those scores. And so, you know, it was just a good time. And I also, through that, got to learn a lot about local high school football teams and everything, because it was almost church-like sometimes, you know, when they would come on with the scores. Mike and I knew after a time, okay, be quiet.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That was classic Dial for sure.
Yeah, really intense when it came to local sports. And I think that's what people appreciated most about him, you know, just his knowledge locally and how he made the people maybe in a small town like Latrobe feel like, you know, they were in a bigger pond.
Now, this year's event is going to be on Saturday, June 26th. It's a four-man scramble, a 2 p.m. start at Glengarry Golf Course. Talk about what the people can expect to see this year.
We're pretty close to back to normal. There's one exception. Again, we'll be starting at 2 o'clock. We have skill prizes on every hole, you know, for long drive on some hole, long putts on others, closest to the pin on others. And so we have some skill prizes on every hole. We also have some auction baskets that they'll be able to bid on. We have rounds of golf at the Latrobe Country Club, Pleasant Valley Country Club. We also have lottery baskets and things of that nature. We'll have 50-50 skins. The only thing that really is going to be different this year is because, as in the planning process, you know, they weren't sure of capacities yet for restaurants. Instead of having a sit-down meal after, we are giving folks an upgrade for their lunch at the turn. And so they'll be getting an Italian sub, and they'll be getting some complimentary beverages at the turn. We also have complimentary beverages throughout the entire day, but we upgraded their lunch a little bit. Now, next year, we should be back to normal with a sit-down after. Because we couldn't give them the sit-down, we did reduce the price to $70. I didn't feel it was right to charge them the same that we did when we were giving them a sit-down meal. Mm-hmm. And so we did reduce the price a little bit. But, you know, other than that sit-down meal, everything's pretty much the same. Now, when they come back in after they're done playing, if they want to hang out a little bit, we'll announce the winners. But we'll have all the winners of the baskets and the 50-50s already posted, so they won't have to hang around. So if they'd like to get home to their families, they can, you know, just check to see if they won and take off. But, you know, they're more than welcome to hang around. I'm sure there'll be some players and coaches, you know, hanging out and that whole thing. But that's about it as far as, you know, where we are this year. It's very close to what we were doing before last year.
And there's also 4 sponsorship packages. Talk about those.
Sure. I mean, we have what we call the patron package, which is for anybody who would like to donate anything, you know, whether it's a prize or, you know, whatever they can give. We put their name in a program that we put together for the guys, you know, put it on their cart for them to go over. It shows all the patrons. We also have what we call the Sweet 16 package, which is a $100 sponsorship, which gets them a sign on the course and also mentioned in the program. Then we have the Elite 8 package, which is a $250 sponsorship that also gets them a whole sponsor sign. Sorry, a whole sponsor sign. It also gets them mentioned in letter on the carts. And then finally, we have what we call the Final 4 package. It's a $500 sponsorship that pays for 4 golfers. That gets you a whole sponsor. So it's your sponsorship totally on that hole, no other sign on that hole. So you get a foursome, you get the sponsorship, and you also get mentioned in the program.
Okay, perfect. And how has the response been so far? I know we're 2 weeks away from the event.
Yeah, now, as far as sponsorships, CJ, it's been great.
Awesome.
Local businesses really, stepped up, and we are doing really, really well with that. As far as golfers, we're down a little bit last year. There's been some guys who typically golf that can't because of family commitments or vacations and so on. So, you know, as is normal these last 2 weeks, I won't say we're begging, but I'm out there really, pushing and talking to anybody I know to try to get some golfers together for us. And, if anybody's listening to this that, you know, even if they're not familiar with folks in the program, we'd love to have you. It's a fun day. It's a very laid-back atmosphere, and so you don't have to be a great golfer to come on out and just have a good day.
Awesome. Yeah, and we'll give your information here as we get closer to the end, so how people can contact you. Now, again, I mentioned the events at Glengarry. It's been there for a while now, so talk a little bit about the course, maybe for people who haven't been there before.
Yeah, it's a link-style course, which means it's pretty wide open. You won't run into trees too much out there. It's a, you know, they have some overgrown rough. If you've ever watched golf on TV and you see some of the, I won't compare it to some of the courses in Scotland, but you mm-hmm. will see some of those, you know, dune types with a lot of really high grass, fescue, and so on. The wind tends to be the issue at Glengarry. But the course is in really, really good shape this year. You know, it's been around now for about 22 years, and they always say it takes almost 20 years for greens to come in. And I know they're really proud of the shape of the greens right now. They're now that they enter their 22nd year or so, the greens are really, really solid. Jamie Kostick and Bruce Miller, the guys that run things out there, really have it in great shape. But it is definitely a link style course. It's definitely very friendly to the casual players. The back can be a little tougher than the front. You do have some water holes, but it is definitely a very friendly course, and one that if you're not an everyday golfer or a low handicap golfer, it's one you can still come out to and have a lot of fun. And that's why I think they do the business they do. You know, they bring in a lot of groups. They get a lot of play during the week. And I think it's just because of the makeup of the course. It can be a fun course for the average golfer to play on.
That's crazy. You said it's been there 22 years already. I think I said this to last year when we did this, it just seems like that course hasn't been there that long. It's hard to believe it's been that long already.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And like I said, they always talk about greens and how long they take to come in. And for a long time there, they really fought for the greens. And that was the one thing that was always really tough over at that place. But, you know, in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years, they've really matured and come into their own. And so they're really, really solid now. And, you know, they'll put them up against anybody's locally. They do a nice job with the care of that. But, yeah, I agree with you. I've been working in the pro shop over there, and I know when they mentioned it was 18 years, I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe it's been that long either. You know? But, yeah, so that's the long and short of the course there. But even if you don't come over for our event, if you've never golfed there, it's just a really fun course. They have a pub on site, you know, real friendly staff. I did mention I work there, so obviously very friendly staff.
Of course.
But yeah, they have a full service kitchen and everything else. And so it's just a real, real nice place and real, real competent folks running it.
And there's also a driving range too.
Sure. They have a driving range. And in the wintertime, they do have some indoor golf, you know, call by appointment and so on. But they have the simulators up in the pub. They have four bays this year. And so they host leagues and everything else there, even in the winter, parties and so on. And the pub also is for rental for people for showers and for birthday parties and so on, too. So it's kind of an all-inclusive place, you know, to get what you want. And, you know, like I said, Jamie Kostick, who runs the day-to-day stuff out there, just does a great job with customer service.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Okay, Tom, as we get set to wrap up here, why don't you go over again, you know, some of the basic details if people are interested and how they can go about getting in touch with you.
Sure, Teej. They are the outing this year, again, as TJ said, is Saturday at 2 p.m. on June 26th. And right now we're looking for golfers. We'll take sponsors, anything. The way to contact me is you can do it through my email, and that's tompra33@yahoo.com. Or if you want to mail something, you can mail it directly to me at 113 Magnolia Drive, Greensburg. And if you need to contact me by phone, it's 724-757-5188. It's $70 a golfer. And that includes, you know, a gift. That includes an upgraded lunch at the turn, free beverages, 50-50 skins, and prizes for the first and second place team. And we also have some auction baskets out there, too.
And again, Tom, four sponsorship packages. What are those?
Sure, TJ. We have the $100, $250, or $500 sponsorship package, which gets you signs. The $500 also gets you a foursome for the day. And then we have a patron package, which is for anybody who'd like to donate another amount or a gift or a prize that we could use that day for giveaways.
Tom, thanks for coming on. Best of luck with the golf outing this year.
Okay, TJ, thanks as always. We really appreciate you guys getting the word out. And like I said, hopefully we can drum up some more foursomes for the event.
Yeah, definitely. Always happy to help. And that was Tom Pratt. He is the organizer of the Dow Carnahan Memorial Wildcat Basketball Golf Outing. Tom, of course, also a teacher and coach in the Greater Latrobe School District. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net. Online, stayinlatrobe.com. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.